Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. Hello,
and
Mama.
I'm Christine Marie.
Hey, Mama. Hello, Christine Marie.
How you doing, Jules?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sweetie?
It's actually quite a beautiful day here in Dixon, Illinois, but we had some really frigid weather this week, didn't we?
We did.
In fact, I was right in front of Walmart, going into Walmart, and a flasher came up to me, and he was going to open his trench coat.
Yeah.
And instead, he said, "Do you mind if I just describe it to you?"
Oh. Because it was cold out? Is that why?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, girl.
Okay. I'm like, man, I was going to. Think about it. I'm ready to kick some ass and go, I'm like, I'm going to find that flasher. Then I go, wait, my mom listens to Dan Savage. I should go. Okay, this could be your kink. I can handle your kink, and I'm kind of saving the next girl from having to witness this.
That's right.
But he wanted just to describe it to you.
He just wanted to describe it.
And it was a joke. I love it. Okay, cool.
So what's on your plate for today?
Well, it's been a crazy week.
Yes, it has.
I've worked a lot more with Dad this week.
Yes.
And I've had a lot of other things go on this week.
That's true.
And it's just been...
Kind of are wondering about our lives, aren't we? Because
yes.
there's a little bit of a structure and a little bit of a plan
yes.
to our days and stuff. But then when we call it LUD, which is Julie's treasurer job,
yes.
and it comes up once a month where she has to have the big meeting with the big kahunas.
Yes.
And that always puts the household in helter-skelter.
Yes.
And then... we had Julie working three or four days a week with Normano.
Yes.
And that's not just like an hour or two. It always ends up to being like an 8-hour day.
6-hour gig, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Douglas had surgery this week.
Yep.
On his
Wednesday.
Elbow.
Tuesday he had an MRI on his elbow. Wednesday the doctor said, hey, let's do it tomorrow, but we can't because you got to have at least, you got to get your physical and all that stuff. And then the Friday he had a surgery on his elbow.
Yeah. And it's been, you know, we thought that maybe having the surgery and having them put him out might have given him a reboot and
yes.
make him better. And all
yes.
of a sudden he was going to go back to like good old Doug, but actually he's still in that, wherever that funky place is where... he's obsessing and,
you know, it's
we think he's in a midlife crisis. I think he needs to be institutionalized, but that's just me. A girl can dream.
You can dream. Yeah. You know, back in the day when it was a Campbell, he used to do all those commercials or things for, not Bruce Campbell.
Joseph Campbell?
Joseph Campbell. I think he did all those commercials for PBS, you know. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's like, hey, if you buy my thing, you know, watch my show, buy this course, or donate to PBS, and
yeah.
we'll give you my course for free.
Right.
But he always talks about this mobile, you know, and when you see a mobile, like for a baby's room, it's all kind of perfectly balanced and things move around. It
yes.
kind of, it topples a little bit, but things still move.
Yeah, and it flows and it has balance.
And then you take one of those little furry animals.
Yeah.
You know, like a gorilla.
Above the baby's crib.
Yes.
And then everything topples.
And you add another 5 pounds of weight to that thing. Everything
yeah.
topples down. Or you
yeah.
cut it off.
Yeah.
Or that gorilla acts crazy. It's just a nightmare.
And we're toppling.
We're toppling right now.
Yes.
Well, it was interesting because, like, I'm missing some trucker news, people, right now, some trucker news. It's been an interesting trucking week for me.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you know, we're back into reading Jordan. You're also reading other spiritual stuff. I don't know if you want to share it just quite yet with
mm-hmm.
people.
Right.
This dive that we're taking in this interesting realm that you've been channeling about and
yes.
so forth.
Yeah.
And I'm all about... self-improvement, you know, tweaking and so forth. And yet, sometimes I find myself sliding backwards.
Well, and really, can I say, I guess the self-improvement is like a huge word.
Yeah.
But I think we're more about making each day just a little bit better in a better way for
right.
ourselves.
Knowing that we are very, very, if you take the idea that we really don't have free will...
that we're pretty much
a programmed being.
Programmed human being
yes.
from the 0 to 7 and
yes.
even before that.
Yes. Then we're like, oh, okay. But anyway, I hate it when I get into road rage. Like, yeah. I feel like it totally is the antithesis of who I am.
Yeah. But you are road rage girl now. You are the queen of RR.
Yes. And I don't.
And you said when you came home, you said, Mama, you know how many times I gave the finger this sick 8-hour shift?
I needed a splint on my finger. Or is it a stent? I needed a splint. I needed something on my finger. I couldn't do it. I was like, what in the world? And I was just shocked at how truly, truly everybody was like crap in the city.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I was so, okay, I will admit.
I don't understand it.
And when I mean the city, I'm talking about the third largest city in America, people.
Yeah.
Chicago, Illinois. And it's actually, I would call it the second largest city, because you can't call LA, because LA just has more space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
right.
just sprawling out.
Yeah.
But
This is a city.
This is an effing beautiful city.
Yeah.
And people drive like crap. Like crap. I mean, and not a lot, but just enough.
And you said that you noticed something, that there were signs up everywhere that said no pudding or no puddling.
Yeah, puddling.
No peddling.
Yeah.
Puddling?
Puddling.
Well, that means
no hand paneling.
Begging.
Begging. Yeah. Yes. I thought I couldn't read it well.
I thought you
at
said
night.
Puddling.
I thought it did say puddling. Oh. And finally, I think I saw one that says, and I'm wondering if people are like making the signs not look correctly. Uh-huh. They're like
F you.
Yeah, like F you.
No
what's
puddling.
What's going on here? You know, and so forth.
Well, because we used to call people, you know, in the old days, peddlers.
Yeah.
And that, but a peddler didn't really beg, though. A peddler, like, said, here, ma'am, he might find a flower in somebody's garden.
Yeah.
He'd pick it up, and then he'd say, ma'am, here's a, you know, for $2, can I sell you this flower?
Yeah.
So he had something
he had a
in return.
It was, yes.
It was something he was selling you. It was a transaction.
Yes. Like, I didn't even say, hey, I'll sing you a song for $1.
100%.
You know, we had that in Dixon, a big, for $50, this guy or woman would go to your door and sing three songs to you or somebody, your sweetheart, and give him a Valentine's Day.
Or a birthday.
Yeah, for $50.
Shave and a haircut.
Yeah, and I'm like, bits. I wonder if that guy makes an extra $1,000 a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be kind of cool. Yeah. I doubt it, but I don't know. Maybe. I thought, because sometimes you're just like, do I want more candy? No, I don't.
Let's more face
candy.
It. Most men just want blowjobs.
That's right.
They said that I heard a statistic that in LA 95% of all first dates are expected to have blowjobs.
What was that percentage again?
95% of all first dates expect blowjobs.
Are they expecting or like
in LV Las Vegas?
Oh,
it's higher, almost approaching 100%.
Wait,
so you don't want to go on a first date in those two cities? That's all I'm saying.
Is it expected or like hoped for? Because those are different terms. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure every guy hopes for one.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
But you know what?
I think
I'm going to start coming. I'll tell you what. If I was dating again on the dating scene, if that was it, the first thing I would do, oh my God, I am coming up with such wonderful ideas.
Another app idea?
Yes. I'm going to have these little stickers that look like cold sores.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to, like, I'm sorry. I know this is our first day. I just had a little cold sore outbreak. You know? It's not herpes.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. But I'm good for that BJ. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's okay. We'll wait for the second day or third day. You know.
You never know, though.
You never know. Oh. When I, okay.
I mean, okay. I'm just saying, a guy may not be turned off by the cold sore.
That's true. If they're expecting, I just don't even know what to say about that. Expectations are crazy.
I'm curious. Okay, we got Las Vegas and we have LA. What do you think Chicago is? I don't think it's that high.
You know, back in the day, though, when you were growing up,
yeah,
I really believe that was sacrilegious.
When I was growing up, it was unheard of. And maybe after you've been was married like 10 years,
yeah, you're holding it back for some future stuff.
You're not holding it back. Even you were like, why?
Yeah, why?
What is this about?
Well, you can't get off on traditional ways.
And then Planned Parenthood happened.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh,
so that's what they did.
That's what happened.
Yes. Except
that's the only thing I can think of.
Right. Oh God.
Am I wrong?
No. No, you're right. We blame George. I was going to say George Bush. No, we don't. We blame the Clintons.
I just think that because they were trying to come up with different ways for kids not to have sex.
Different ways for kids not to get pregnant.
That's what I meant.
God forbid we talk about birth control.
Yeah.
Because that would mean that we're actually thinking that kids are going to have sex.
And also, too, like, you know, look, I grew up Catholic. We had the fear of the Lord put in us regarding sex.
Yeah.
I still got
Old
pregnant
Testament guy.
At 19. Yeah, the Old Testament guy.
Yeah.
He'd burn you, you know, whatever. Render you, like, tear you apart, all that kind of stuff, you know. So Dad said that he heard that they are going to be issuing the HPV shot.
Yes.
In sixth grade now.
Oh,
as early as sixth grade. So I guess that's when they're saying sexual activity starts.
Oh, God.
How old does that make you? 11? Good God.
And we know 11-year-olds are like, please don't have sex. I can barely take it. The ramifications of it.
11 years old. I mean, I was still reading Nancy Drew mysteries.
See, on the other hand, they're telling us that the new generation is not having sex. They're just on their phones 24/7. No one's really having sex.
Yeah.
And we're worried about our future. So you got, on one hand, we had to prepare sixth graders, or no, 11-year-olds for HPV virus. Mm-hmm. And then my feeling is, I can't even go there because my sick mind goes, well, who are those 11-year-olds messing with that they're going to get the HPV virus?
Yeah.
You know, adults.
Who are they? Well, I saw this girl on TV. She was about 18.
Yeah.
But it was on, she was doing a court TV thing.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't like Judge Judy. It wasn't a judge that I knew.
Well, did you know that, what's his name? Oh, Jerry Springer. He's now Judge Jerry.
Oh, is he? It wasn't him either, but it was Judge Adrian or something like that. And a Hispanic woman came into the room, and she was limping, and she was she had gotten ticketed in her dad's car, and the judge said, "Why are you limping?" And she said, "2 days ago, I was coming home from work. I work 3 jobs, and one of them is a 6 to midnight shift at the Church's Chicken." And I go past the park, and I got shot by a stray bullet.
Oh, geez.
And they took me into the hospital, but they said that I have to leave the bullet in because of where it's positioned, it would do me too much damage. So she's walking around limping with this active bullet in her. And the judge goes, okay, so this just happened 2 days ago. And she goes, yeah. And you're here at court. And she goes, yeah. She goes, and he goes, well, what happened with this ticket? She goes, well, I had I have 4 children.
Jesus.
And she said, my baby was born stillborn and needs oxygen 24/7. And I had to run and get the oxygen for him. And I had to borrow my dad's car to keep the oxygen running. And that's in that time, it was only 10 minutes, I got the ticket, you know. And he goes, so you got 4 kids, you work 3 jobs, and one of your babies is on oxygen 24/7, and you have a bullet in your leg. And she goes, yes.
And then the judge goes, nice to meet you, Job. Yeah. You know.
The judge starts crying, and he goes, I don't think I've ever met such a responsible human being in my life. He goes, I want to know your origin story because you're Wonder Woman.
Aww, you know? That was sweet.
It was sweet. And of course, he let the ticket slide.
Yeah, like, what do you, and now, and then like,
and she limped out, you know, the courtroom.
You know.
Yeah.
Four children, though. Yeah, I mean, where's the guy at in all this?
She said she had a boyfriend. Not a baby daddy.
I don't know what to say
about
any of this. Because if I was, because here's the thing. She's got a poor plan right now.
She just got
a... She should open a daycare.
Oh, that's cool.
Because the truth is, she needs to be with her kids and be watching other kids instead of working 3 other jobs, praying to God shit don't go wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, she seems responsible. Yeah. Like, she's like kind of like, she's got like a fire in her
a little bit.
I'd want fucking 3 jobs, too, if I had 4 kids at home, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably the grandma that's suffering.
I know. You're probably wondering, like, who is really taking care of these kids?
It's not the boyfriend, that's
no,
for sure.
But I mean, I always wondered that. It's like, you wonder about daycare and people having to work. And it's like, we have to somehow connect mothers together. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You got a kid and you work the 3rd shift.
Yeah.
I got a kid and I work the 2nd shift.
Yeah.
Let's come together. peanut butter and jelly.
It could be a Netflix comedy.
I see something going really crazy here. You know, instead of just praying and hoping that shit don't go wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you know, and I my heart just cries out to her.
I know.
Because I just want to say a lot of little decisions went wrong to come up with this.
Yeah.
And yet she's doing the best she can with the situation she's been given, you know? Yeah. Like, now a bullet in her leg.
Yeah,
like,
now a bullet. Like, really, and they can't take it out.
I can't take it out.
That's the weird thing.
I mean, it almost feels she is being punished. Yeah. But she's not.
She's not. She's just like, this is life.
This is life.
Oh,
for heaven's sake.
I think it was in Connecticut.
Maybe somebody will open a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And she can then have one last job. I don't know. But feeling is that her time could be better utilized to give her
She needs a coach, Julie.
I don't think...
Coach Julie. Now, that's the Netflix show.
Yes. Which...
I love it because, like, even Doug was... He's being his crazy self again. And I thought maybe he'd have a little bit of break. But he's like, my life sucks. And I hear Julie like, well, you need a plan. You need a plan. And I'm like, Julie... Julie's Coach Julie. Everybody's got to have a plan. And then once you have a plan, then everything's fine. Because no plans go awry,
no,
Julie.
No, I'm not. Listen, I know every plan goes awry.
But that's why Julie goes, and what's plan B? And we were having just a little bit of a meeting today. Yes. I'm going to tell on you. And you said, I am not settling people for plan A and plan B. I am demanding a plan C and then a plan D.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay.
Well, you must thank Cheer on Netflix for that.
Yeah.
Because that little powerhouse coach on Cheer on Netflix that took her team
all the way to number one.
But it was, it had
like 17 years in a row. That's not like a spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's true. But it had drama in it, which I thought was interesting.
Yes, yeah.
But anyway, what was
a sad ending.
A very sad, depressing ending. Yeah. An ending that, here's this girl, I can see her life becoming the same life as the girl with a bullet in her leg.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just a real hard-working person that still...
Yeah, always making the wrong choices.
Slightly just... And then making the wrong choice and then, like, really working hard with it. Like, okay, I guess it's my new norm now, and I'll just continue.
Yeah.
And so forth. Yeah. But, but anyway, the coach on Cheer, she talks about, I don't have a plan A. I have a plan A, a B, a C, and a D.
Right.
Because I know that plan A probably won't work. Plan
and it
B
didn't work out. Yeah.
And plan C. But together, those plans will make up a life.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, I got to have a plan A, B, C, D. It must start now.
I like it. You were asking Doug his plan, and he was just like, I'm going to do nothing until my business dies, and then maybe I'll reassess at that point. All right. That's a plan.
That's a plan. I said to him, I get that. I said, but just know that your body is reacting to this plan.
Yeah.
Your body, your emotional state is reacting to the fact that this is your plan.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know what that plan feels like when you don't know what to do and things are crumbling all around you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, call it.
That sounds like a song. I've been there when things are crumbling around you.
Yes. Is it country? It feels more like a 70s women anthem kind of thing.
Oh.
You know, I've been to Greece and the island of Nice and all that good stuff. Something like that. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Let's talk about something happy.
Okay, so anyway, I did not complete my story on my trucking story. You got me diverted.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
No. You do have some trucking stories. Which one are you going to tell? The one where the possibility of peeling off a roof exists?
So here's the suggestion of Illinois Department of Transportation on how to avoid road rage.
Mm-hmm.
I broke all these rules, but I saw this at a rest area. Number one, avoid eye contact with the other driver. This includes hand gestures and verbal insults.
Well, number one.
I literally looked this woman in the face as she drove by me and gave her the finger. And I said, what were you thinking? Well, I actually mouthed the words. I didn't say F you. I said, what were you thinking? I want to know.
And then she hit a concrete
embankment. And then she was like, well, at the same time, she couldn't give me the finger because she's driving with one hand on the phone with the other.
Sure, of course.
And I'm just like,
of course.
Okay. Second, Do not tailgate. Two extra minutes aren't worth an accident. Now, I never tailgate.
No, you don't.
But I've seen cars literally pull right in front of me and go, oh, okay, and then slow down. I'm like, really, dude? I'm not going to tailgate. Now, your horn, number three, your horn is not your best friend. A small tap can sound like a bullhorn. That's so sweet of them. I don't do that.
This is Illinois' rules. It's interesting. It doesn't sound like Illinois, but
do not block the passing lane or right turn lane. Always signal. Now, what that means is, now Normano does this because he can't stand it. Like, no, okay, so we know what this is about.
Yeah.
You're supposed to merge into one lane, and you got jailbreakers, right? Guys are breaking the line. Or I don't know, not jailbreakers or line breakers or whatever, line cutters. And a few truckers will get pissed at this.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pull in that lane and say, nope, no one's going to go.
That's what your father does.
And then I think he's decided not to do that anymore.
Oh, good.
I don't know if that's true or not. He still might be doing
it. He still does it.
Also, teaching others how to drive is not your job. It's not your job.
So what is your job when you're driving?
So here I am. I have to go into the city, like literally California Street, 2500 or 3500 California Street, to go pick a trailer up in a lot. And I'm like, it's right off of 55. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Right, 55, no big deal. And I get there, and I'm driving under a viaduct, but I'm in my tractor, and it's right off. There's a big semi-trailer lot right here. I'm not used to driving in the city. You know, so I'm not used to all the pitfalls.
Like, you're used to the around the city.
Yes.
But not in the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in the city, there's just, it's because different. Of the trains and the metro.
Everything.
There's viaducts everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I need to have...
And streets are narrow and cars are parked
everywhere.
On the street. There's no real parking.
And it's... And my trailer, I have to have at least 13.6 to clear any viaduct with when I have a big trailer on. So I go to this empty lot and I pick up my trailer. Nice guy in there. He's like the yard guy, and he's playing on his video game because he's a millennial. But he's real nice to me. And I said, first time here. And I go, what do I do? What do I need to do? He goes, just grab your trailer and go. I'll have you sign paperwork and take off. I'm like, okay, great. So I assume I can go the exact way I come in. Now, I'm turning left, you know, onto California Street, and I'm barely making these turns because there's cars parked everywhere. And there's no signs that say trucks, no trucks this way, no trucks that way. There's nothing like that. So I turn, and there's a viaduct right there, which is fine. I went underneath it before. And there's a big sign that says 13 feet. And I went, 13 feet? 13 feet? I'm 13.6. How do I clear 13 feet? So I call Dad real quick. I go, Dad. I go, and the first thing I say to Dad is, I need you present for me.
Yeah. Oh, Dad was like, Dad, I got to get out of the room, he said.
Yes.
I need to go. And he was like scared.
I need to be really present.
Yeah.
No distractions. I go, I'm in front of a viaduct. It says 13. What do I do? He goes, we can kind of try. I go, well, how tall am I? He goes, you need 13.6. Ah. And I'm like, okay, I can't make it worse.
You can't.
So, honestly, spoiler alert, this couldn't happen any place better because it's late at night on a Thursday, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
That sounds like a song as well.
It's late at night on a Thursday. I got a 53-foot trailer.
Everything you say sounds like a song today to me.
It should be. Yeah. And so I park my semi, put my blinkers on, and I go talk to the dude in the check. I'm like, so, dude, can I clear this viaduct? I mean, our semi is going down this path. And he goes, oh, no, they don't do that. I'm like, you know, I told you the first thing that I have never been here before. I didn't say this. I just would have thought, like, it might have been nice to know that the right path would have been to turn down a residential street, which is what they wanted me to do. I had to, so what
yeah,
I
yeah, but Jill, that would have required that person to actually think about you further than just the absolute job that he's doing at the exact moment.
Yes,
people don't do that anymore.
No. And they don't want to get caught or whatever.
But you know where we live, like I was getting, I'm gonna let you finish your story, but I was getting a Starbucks yesterday.
Yeah.
And I asked for the little green stopper, which I don't know why, but I love my little green stopper in my Starbucks cup. And she said the thing, she goes, oh, I think we're all out of those.
Yeah.
And by the time we got around to the window, she had looked in the back and had gotten this great big,
huge
bag. of green little stoppers and had gotten one. Now that's service, and that's service. Thinking beyond that. Yes. You know, she, you know, I would have just said okay and not had my stopper.
Yes,
she could have just gone on her way, but that was going out of your way.
Yes.
And thinking about the customer
for sure.
They don't do that in the city. And millennials don't do that.
I don't want to put them in the box, but you're right. So anyway, I end up backing down the street in 10-second increments, slowly. I am straddling.
Why 10-second increments?
Because cars coming.
Oh.
So I have a 10-second break, maybe like only a 4 or 5 second break where uh-huh. I can back up straight without cars coming. Because
oh.
no one would give me a break.
Got it.
They would. So I can't just. Okay. So and I'm straddling.
And nobody's like stopping traffic for you?
No, of course not. So
all right.
No
That's
one's
crazy.
Doing anything. But I'm doing this, and it took me 20 minutes, but I was able to go 100 feet, and I crossed the light line, and I made a turn, and
wow.
I got going, and I called Normano again. I go, okay, I'm past that horrific situation. I go, now you need to help me, because the guy told me to go to Kenzie mm-hmm. from this street, and then on a 55. He goes, that looks right. I'm watching the map. I go, can I go south on 55? And he goes, yeah, it looks like you can from the map. I'm like, great. Now I am in this situation because my app map
yeah.
told me to go this way.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to 55. There's no south entrance. And I'm like, Dad, I just crossed 55. There's only a north entrance ramp, but not a south entrance ramp. He's like, I go, what do I do now? And he's like, I have no idea what you're gonna do. I don't know what you're gonna do. I'm like, great. And I drive under two viaducts that say 14 feet. I'm like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cop car there pulling somebody over. And I'm like, you
Whoa.
Know what? I'm just going to pull over, put my flashers on, get out of the car. And I tell Dad this. And the second time a day, and this is why the media has done Chicago wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, don't get shot.
Dad said that. Yeah.
Don't go after the police in any kind of aggressive or assault. You know, don't get shot. I'm like, I'm not going to get shot. I didn't get shot earlier.
Did you get frisked? What do they call it? Stop
no.
and frisk?
I'm like, I go, officer, I'm in, can I talk to you after you're done? They're like, yeah, hold on. I'm like, with my hands up, officer, I'm in bad shape. And
he's arresting somebody?
No, he's just pulling some woman over for who knows what.
Yeah.
And there's two of them. And they come over and talk to me. And I said, I know what to do. I don't usually come into the city. I thought I could get a 55 from Kenzie. I couldn't. And they're like, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. I'm afraid of the viaducts. I don't know what to do. And he goes, you're going to back your semi into this small little alley. Uh-huh. You're going to turn around. We're going to stop traffic for you. And you're going to go.
Yay.
It took 3 minutes. Not
oh.
even. And but I was shocked that cars were going around me and avoiding the police officer stopping traffic. It was
what?
Like, chill out. If everybody would just chill out.
Yeah. They were not obeying the police officer.
They did. They,
okay.
But the ones coming this way,
yeah.
I literally had my hand out telling cars to stop, stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
God.
Like, okay.
Because they just can't do that.
Yeah. Like, are you morons?
They are.
It's like they cannot think.
Maybe they're afraid you're going to shoot them.
Maybe. And by this time, I wanted to. I'm like, none of you guys deserve anything that you guys are wearing. Are driving because everything you guys have comes from a semi.
So, Julie, you're actually doing have road rage.
I had road rage. I taught people
how to drive.
I taught.
You gave them the finger.
I looked them right in the
eye. Looked them right in the eye.
I said, "What are you doing? What were you thinking?
You used your horn."
I literally had a car almost run right into me. Like she was on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and she's driving, and I'm straddling the yellow line. She has plenty of room, by the way.
Yeah,
a shitload of room. I'm like, I had to flash her because it looks like she is in some drug-induced pot-seduced, like, malaise of like, just driving. Oh, there's a motherfucking semi in my way. Maybe I should not hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I am stopped. You are literally going to hit a semi. I mean, literally, you're going to hit me. And I flash her and she's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm like, I wonder, is the world now, because now pot is legal, they're just really all drugged up.
Yeah.
Everybody's drugged up. But I want to give a shout out to the Chicago Police Department.
Thank you, Chicago Police.
Because I got on 55.
Chicago PD.
Yeah, Chicago PD.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Got to get a tune up to those people.
Exactly. you know, so I want to just say that everything that went wrong did, mm-hmm. and I solved every problems. And then I noticed on the way home,
I'm Thank you for giving a shout out to the PD.
Yeah.
The shy PD.
I'm on 88. You know, being on Highway 88, once you're in the suburbs, you're on your road. It's calm. It's sweet. You know, everybody's going whatever. And I'm literally realizing that I am singing, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, just organically.
I can see all obstacles in my way. Woo! You got it, girl. You were so happy.
I was just so happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, life is good. Life is good. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know. And then I got home, and you guys are still up going, oh, we can now sleep.
I had the rosary, and my husband's playing the rosary for you.
Yeah,
my little girl
praying.
Yeah, my little girl's in Chicago. Back in, you know, I mean, our first year that we were in Chicago, decades ago.
Yeah,
I was with Dad, and we hit a viaduct. You know, you don't even think about it. I think we were only 2 inches taller, right. And we just peeled it like a can.
Yep. Peel a can.
Peeled it just like a can.
Yep. And so I just knew that wasn't the right decision to
That's
make.
That's not the right decision.
I've seen truckers go, I'm sure they've underestimated this.
Yeah, I think I can do this.
I think I can do this.
Or we've seen truckers let air out of their tires.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm like, I'm backing this baby out. I don't care how long it takes me. And then I had to turn down a small road with cars on both sides. I'm like, who puts a semi lot here?
Yeah.
In there.
You mean a container lot, right?
It was a lot where people have their semis parked and their trailers parked.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's probably prime real estate, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how much they pay to park there.
Wow.
But it was wild.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, you know.
You had a wild week.
Yeah, it was a wild week. And then this morning, last night I was driving home on late on a Friday night. From Joliet on I-80. And
can you sing that, please?
Yeah, I tried. And so I was like, don't stop anywhere, just get going, you know. You'll be home in 2 hours. Just get going. Because if I stop, I'll get me something to drink, you know.
Go pee.
And it'll take a half an hour, right? Yeah. Or 15-20 minutes. And so I just kept going. I'm on, and all of a sudden I see these flashers in my back. And I'm like, oh no. No, but I'm like, he's in the left-hand lane going pretty fast. So I just kind of slowed down a little bit and he passed me. I'm like, shoo. And I see some more headlights, some more flashers. And then it finally hits me. There's no traffic coming in the opposite direction. And I'm like, oh no. And then I start praying the rosary. I'm like, oh Lord, you know, please let her be okay on the other side. You know, Hail Mary, full of grace,
the
Lord is with me.
Lord, won't you buy me?
Oh, Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. And I just kept playing. Because the worst thing, you know, your brain reacts so weirdly.
Yeah.
First you go, alien invasion.
Yeah. Because it looks so weird at night, all the lights and everything.
It looks so weird at night when nobody's coming your way.
No, but what happened to them?
Did they
just...
Okay.
Was it the apocalypse?
And you don't see anything up ahead. And you're like going, oh, shit, how far up is it?
Yeah.
And then you get to, and then like five, you know, first
vehicles,
responders came by and were like, oh no, how bad is it?
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think any semis. My first thing is please no semis.
Yeah. You don't want to be responsible.
No, and I don't want to see it because it never looks good.
No.
And
they always look like big dinosaurs to me.
Right.
Falling over.
Oh, I know. And so gratefully, well, I think nobody got, people got hurt, but I don't think anybody died.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I think. Mm-hmm. But what was really weird was that you get images that you quickly are kind of etched in your brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and somehow they build
like
a synapse imprinted, and they're hard to shake.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving by, I see a very mangled car, like the top is crushed, and I'm like, oh, this does not look good. And there's two women holding another woman in the middle, like they're like it's gonna be okay, like you know. And you're just like, oh. And then I see somebody getting pulled into an ambulance.
Oh,
and,
good Lord.
And you're just like, I just hope everybody you know, it survives. Because
you did look it up
and no one said death.
Nobody said that. But what I thought was interesting is that the road that you were on was closed too, wasn't it? It said something for 4 hours.
I think just their side.
Oh, just their side?
Just their lane.
Got it.
Yes. And so you're just like, so that was weird. And nowadays, if you have a newer car and you're wearing your seatbelt mm-hmm. and you're somewhat conscious. I mean, you saw that Daytona 500 crash.
Right.
I mean, that guy walked out of the hospital like 3 days later.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And so what I've learned is it's all about momentum. If you can come to even if you're spinning around.
Yeah, you're moving.
You're still moving, and as long as you don't just.
Your organs are flowing.
Everything's
it's all
flowing
good.
At the same speed, yeah. Naturally slowing down.
Right.
It's only when you stop and then stop.
Yeah, and everything just like
squishes.
That idea about what happens to your brain.
Yes.
Like when it hits something, like it just goes back and forth.
And you're like, oh, that's not good.
In your skull.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
So can I just switch gears a little bit? I've kind of shared you my stories about this week. I watched a new show this week called New Amsterdam. Have you heard about this show NBC?
No.
I like NBC. I like watching their reruns of their shows on USA. Like SVU, Law & Order SVU, you know, Chicago PD.
Yeah.
Those are my two shows I like to watch. Middle of the Night, Can't Sleep. I'm like, SVU, great. Or Chicago PD. Probably neither one of those are two great shows to watch when you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I think I've heard good things about New Amsterdam. I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the little hopper so I miss all the commercials. And I left this show feeling weirded out because the end result was that we're having a whole population of kids growing up dealing with PTSD all due to racism. And racism is rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's New Amsterdam, by the way?
It's a hospital name.
It's the name of a hospital?
Yes.
Got it.
It's the name of a hospital.
In what town?
I don't know. Maybe it's New Amsterdam. I don't know.
Hmm.
I get the impression it's New England because they're wearing coats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Chicago because there's a Chicago MD. Mm-hmm. This is New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really weird because they talked about microaggression and these doctors who were quote unquote not of Caucasian were all discussing how they've had to deal with all this microaggression themselves and they understand it and how racism is just so rampant in America.
Hmm.
And I, at the end of it, I go, you know what? Screw you guys. This is why Trump's going to win again.
Yeah.
Because if you don't believe that, you feel weird. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
I can't grasp it a little. Can you?
Because in my life, I have had people treat me like shit.
Right.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Enough. People have treated me like crap.
Right.
I don't know what their motivations were.
Right.
They could be
Because you're a white female.
Right.
The assumption is they didn't like you. But if you were, you know, Mexican or anything else and they treated you like that, then it's considered racism.
Yes. I want to tell people.
People get treated bad whether or not.
There are a-holes in the world.
Yeah.
Those a-holes, they treat a lot of people like crap.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a tough subject.
It is. I feel
Norm,
bad talking about it.
I saw Norm, I said to Norm, do you have a, is that a CB antenna on your mirror, your rear view mirror? And he goes, yeah. I go, do you have a CB? He goes, yeah, I got one, but I don't plug it in anymore. I go, why not? He goes, 100% it's all just racism. I go, what does that mean?
Right.
And he goes, it's just jackasses saying shit about other races.
Yeah.
Mainly blacks and Mexicans.
But see, here's the thing, though.
And I'm like, that's your CB?
It's not everybody. It's like that one guy. Or one or two guys had just, it's like the troll on the internet.
But I'm saying it's enough to make Norm not hook up his.
Yes, it's enough to make Norm hook up his CD.
Yeah, because he said it was.
It could be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it does exist.
I'm not saying it doesn't
exist. I mean, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know if it's good that we say the only reason someone's treating you like crap
right.
is because of the color of your skin.
Right.
That person's treating you like crap because he's an asshole.
Right.
And we can't say that.
Right.
I want to
be. And the guys that are on the CB are just assholes.
I want to be assholism.
Right.
I want us to all fight up and say,
yeah.
You know what?
Or doucheism.
I'm not giving you the time of day.
Right.
I'm not going to take your money.
We should rise up against douches.
We should.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I don't want to come to the point where, because I do believe that people can make amends and right. not become a douche, eventually turn around yeah. and like,
or an asshole,
become less douchery,
right.
or less assholery.
Right.
But I don't know if it's beneficial to go out in the world thinking that, and I'm not saying, but I'm not
I
saying,
understand what you're,
are,
now I get
I'm
you.
I'm saying that this episode
right.
made me feel really weird.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you the times that, I mean,
I've seen people not like you, Julie.
Yes. And I go, well, what? And then, you know, if you do the spiritual side, you're like, I must not be portraying the right energy out in the world. What's wrong with my energy? And I'm like, you know what?
No. It's, at that point, you just say, asshole.
It's the 80-20 rule.
Yeah. 80 assholes, 20 not.
No, 20% of the people do 80% of the assholery out there in the world.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're going to run into those people.
Interesting.
You know? And once
I would have thought more people are assholes than 20%.
I think we all have we can all have a tendency.
Yeah. It depends on the day of the week.
And also, if you watch the Snickers commercial, maybe you haven't had Snickers lately. You know?
That's true.
You know? Maybe you're just a little blood sugary. So have a Snickers bar, because that'll get that roller coaster going for
you. I agree.
You know? I mean, you've been hangry before. When you've been hangry. I've been present when I've had to drive you out of a situation because you were giving people a piece of your mind.
That's right. The what that's left of it.
And so that was you were part of the a-holery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess everybody can be. You know what? I don't know how much time we have left.
Oh, quite a bit.
Oh, good, good.
15.
I wanted to talk about The Family Guy.
Okay.
Because there's so
too.
Many episodes
yeah.
that are on right now that have Tiny Tom Cruise on. And the reason they have Tiny Tom Cruise is because he and Stewie are friends.
Yeah.
And they go shopping together yeah. at the children's,
yeah.
you know, dress section and stuff like that. And this week, your brother, Gregorio, has become a YouTube sensation.
Yes.
Because he has deemed himself Fat Tom Cruise.
Fat Tom Cruise. Not Tiny Tom Cruise, but Fat Tom Cruise.
Fat Tom Cruise. And he said,
his YouTube channel, Fat Tom Cruise.
Yeah, fattomcruise.com. YouTube channel, Fat yeah. Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And, but he said that he went to what generated this is that he was gambling and he had his Dr. Dre's on and he was going through the thing and two guys at the roulette table go, oh my God, Tom Cruise is here. Oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. And Greg goes, look, I know I weigh like 50 pounds more than Tom Cruise easily.
Yeah.
I could lose 50 pounds and still be fat Tom Cruise. And he goes, I get this all the time.
Yeah.
And it really depends on what movie they last saw. Was it American Made? It was whatever.
And I told Greg, Top Gun's coming out.
Top Gun 2.
Get your Tom Cruise image yeah. looking good.
Oh, my God. You should. That's this summer, right?
Yeah.
My God. So he did his first YouTube video with that yeah. Tom Cruise, and he talks about, I think he's going to be talking about, because he probably has over 100 episodes of experiences. You know, like one yeah. time when we worked for Menards, and we delivered, and he had made a delivery to a house during the time of, what was it, Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
And this woman just like went, what? Is this a game show?
Hello?
Tom Cruise is delivering my.
Did I win the clearance? Publish the clearance?
Yes. And like he's been like at an ice cream shop in Disney World. They go, oh my God, no, it's on us. Just take it. Take your ice cream cone. You know.
Yes. And can you take a picture with it and sign it so we know that Tom Cruise is here?
Yeah. Well, when we had our sports nutrition store, we had a wall of pictures mm-hmm. of people who had who's a redheaded curly haired redheaded comedian.
Yes.
Carrot Top.
Yep.
And then we had a picture of Greg.
Yeah.
And the woman goes, oh my God, Tom Cruise was here?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
You think so?
Exactly.
So we got now Greg's doing Fat Tom Cruise. Go to his YouTube channel because it's pretty funny.
Oh, cool. I love it. And I have, he told you that he feels like Fat Tom Cruise or something like that. And I think you were the one that suggested. Or
yeah, I looked it up.
Organically.
I looked it up. I said, you should own that name.
Organically, it started happening.
And we did. We looked it up on GoDaddy. And it was available. And it said, this domain name is worth like $2,100.
Yes. And you're like,
has a value of $2,100.
Did he really get it?
He did say, he said he got it.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So now he can be the official Fat Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I see him. I see us creating multiple videos of him. Like Mission Impossible 3 was on, I think.
Yeah.
And he's in China.
Yeah.
He's running down. He's running down a little corridor. And
Tom Cruise is.
And he's running the way he runs, which is very erect. He runs very erect.
Mm-hmm.
He has a specific way where he runs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying something in Chinese. What I'm guessing is, get out of the way. Move. Get out of my way. But he's saying in Chinese. And I go, oh, my God. I can totally see Gregory and I feeling something like this.
Oh, my God. That'd be
and
so great.
And then each other and I'm like, Fat Tom Cruise, holy cow.
And there's that one thing he did with American Made where he's like, has like a, I think a Hawaiian shirt or something.
Yeah.
Because the guy's a, I don't know, but
yes.
It looks eerie.
He's a drug trafficker / pilot / CIA informant.
Yeah. It's so eerie the way he looks like it.
Oh, it's freaky. It's freaky. But he's just slightly off because like Greg says, he's Fat Tom Cruise.
Right.
Because he's not Hollywood's felt. Mm. I remember seeing some kind of crazy thing. They were looking for an extra for Brad Pitt in the movie Troy, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Brad Pitt's like, I think close to 6 feet tall, I think. And he's a muscular dude. And they were looking for a guy and they said, how, like, 6'1", 150. Like, 150?
I believe that, though.
I go, is that how little guy they had to be in Hollywood?
Can you imagine Normano?
Oh, at 150?
He's 6 foot.
But I can't, I mean, I think when you guys first met, he was like that.
He was 162.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
had to plump him up a little bit.
We don't really know in the Midwest what little looks like.
Yeah. we all go to Baraboo, Wisconsin.
I feel skinny here.
Feel skinny there.
Yeah. I want to ask, I would love to ask like Tom Cruise or, you know, Brad Pitt, when's the last time you had non-adulterated cheese curds?
With gravy. We're talking poutine, people.
Poutine. When have you had
poutine? We're talking poutine.
Fries, cheese curds, and gravy. Have you ever had that? And if they've said, I didn't even know that existed. And I'm like, well, good. Don't know.
Just don't worry your pretty little
on.
Don't worry your pretty little head.
Yeah, don't even think about it. Don't keep the blinders on. Yeah.
It doesn't taste that good.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible. Don't
keep eating your kale.
Yeah, keep going. Well, I was watching Family Guy, too. It was really weird this week, and it was an old episode, I think. It was 2003.
Whoa.
And Stewie, I guess Brian said, I'll give you like $20 if you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Stewie takes off his clothes. He's a little baby, right? Mm-hmm. Takes off his clothes, runs in the middle of the mall. This is 2003 or 2005. Goes, mm-hmm. I just escaped from... I can't think of his name.
Harvey Weinstein?
No, not Harvey Weinstein.
Whatever.
Oh, goodness gracious. I can't think of his name. He was in... Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, remember Baby Driver, that movie?
Yeah.
Who's the boss in Baby Driver?
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
Yes. I just escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. Kevin Spacey's basement.
Oh, no.
And I'm like...
That guy is so freaking cool.
And I don't... So all that stuff goes on.
What's his name? The guy that runs Family Guy? Oh, my God.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. He's like amazing.
And so in that same episode, it talked about Joan Rivers passing away, like dying. Thank God for Joan Rivers, wherever she's at. May she rest in peace or something like that.
Because she hadn't died yet.
No, she hadn't died yet. And I mean, eventually Joan Rivers will die.
Right, you know.
But I mean, it was just one of those episodes that you go back going, oh.
Yeah, it's almost prophetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean.
And yet, if you keep your ear to the
wall weirdness.
In Hollywood, Hollyweird.
We were listening to Catch and Kill Ronan Farrow's
podcast, last episode. Yeah.
There is a report, a Hollywood lawyer being interviewed. And he was saying, yeah, I'm the lawyer for people who want to get their celebrity stories out, mm-hmm. Lawsuits, things like that.
Right.
He goes, drugs, sex, all those things. I'm basically the buffet of Hollywood. Or what did he say? Like the norm. God. It was like something like the norm of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Or the cornucopia of Hollywood. Something that gave you the impression that Hollywood is a place where you go if you want to die like to get like you know how you might want to go to Vegas but you don't want to live in Vegas,
right?
Hollywood's where you want to go to Vegas and you want to live in Vegas, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Or
it was like people. It's like how do you stay that connected? Like, oh, I happen to know this guy who's an attorney to sell my sordid story to.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you have a story, and some people that's all they want,
yeah,
and they'll frame you to get a story, and they'll sell your story, not necessarily to get it out there. They yes. just want to sell your story for money. Yes. They'll sell your story so that it'll get buried.
Yes,
that's right. You see what I'm saying?
100%. And so you get the impression that
it's like blackmail.
100% it's blackmail.
Yeah.
And I love this story. I mean, Rowan, what was her name?
McDougal?
Karen McDougal.
Yeah.
Karen McDougal was being interviewed. And she doesn't come across, I think she comes across authentic.
She's the one that had the affair with Trump, 9-month affair after he was, I don't know what year it was, but he'd been married to Melania for a couple years.
She just had a baby.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. And it was weird because I guess she in the last year or so or 2 years she's had this huge religious transformation,
right?
And you could hear that in her answers. And I have to say, I was judging her because of it.
Yeah,
because in one hand she was saying,
it was hard
for me to hear her.
Me too.
Talk
it was
about
very
like,
hard
doing this and. And I really didn't want to do this, though, but I ended up doing it anyway.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, you know, after so many times, like, just don't, you know.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Just own it and say it.
But now that I know that she had this religious
epiphany.
Or she's trying to claim back. Because what you'd also hear is that
her reputation is funny. All the girls' reputations are tarnished.
Yeah.
Trump's like, I'm the winner.
He's
winner.
The president of the United
States. Chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Winner, people. I like Parasite, people. Can you believe that movie got number one, won the Academy Award? It's not even in English, people. Boo. It's not in English.
It's crazy.
I was like, my head is spinning.
It should spin. Mm. And I don't even know where to put all this stuff at.
Don't.
Because the reality is, I didn't see Parasite because I thought it was supposed to be a horror film.
Yeah.
And I don't
when
think
I found
it
out
is.
It wasn't, I was bummed.
And then I'm like, well, maybe it still is. I don't know. I don't think it is.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend 2 hours of my life on a class war.
Where I have to read. You have to read the subtitles.
Well, I do that now anyway. We have subtitles on all the time anyway. I mean, that part does not bug me whatsoever. I prefer to be in the... Here's what I don't like. Oh, gosh. Netflix has a new movie. It's like a Thor origination movie. Series. It's called...
Ragnarok?
Thank you. Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it a little bit. And what it is, it's dubbed. And because we have the closed captioning on, I see that... And they don't match.
Mm.
And it drives me crazy. I'd rather it be in their English, their language, and read the words. Because eventually my brain will just like shut down. It'll meld together.
Right.
And I'll just hear it. And it'll feel real. I remember telling you to watch the movie Life is Beautiful.
Yes.
It won Best Picture years ago.
Yes.
But foreign film.
Right.
It was some Italian.
Never to hear from him again.
No. Great movie. Great movie. Grandmother and I saw it in the theaters in Italian, like it was supposed to be, with subtitles. Great movie. It was about the Nazis and all that stuff, and you're like,
waited till it came out on DVD or whatever,
and it was dubbed.
Yes,
and I saw, and you guys were like, we're not getting it.
I said, this is the movie you guys loved?
Yeah, this is horrible.
This won the Academy Award?
For Best Foreign Film. This is horrible. And I sat and watched a little bit of it, and I go, oh, it's horrible.
Makes a difference.
It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So, I'm all for not being dubbed and just having us read it and having the language in the background.
Yeah.
Your brain can rewire itself, and then you just get into the rhythmic flow.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that people who write stuff, they write it for the rhythmic flow as well. Well,
100%. And words are very important.
Words are important. Use your words appropriately, people.
Use your words, people.
Use your words, people. And
do we have any Dan Savage?
I was thinking about that. And
I don't think so. Do we?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, there was one I was going to bring up, and I can't remember now. It was, yes.
What was it?
I don't know. It was about we heard the term for the first time in my life.
What was it?
It was. An Audi vagina.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And
that's right. They were making fun of Audi vaginas. A circle of gay guys and one woman were making fun of Audi vaginas.
No, the gay guys are making fun of the Audi
vagina.
And I'm not sure they're all gay.
And the girl
gay,
started
the
crying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, come on.
You're not sure they were all gay, girlfriend?
I'm sure they were, because guys wouldn't give a shit about it. Like, I don't care if it's an Audi or an Indy. I just want one. And so. This guy calls up and says to Dan, we really feel bad about making fun. We didn't even know it's a bad thing, but maybe it's like a small penis for men or whatever. And so, and then Dan had to scold him saying, yes, it is wrong to make fun of someone's Audi vagina.
Right.
And I go, first of all, I have a vagina. I don't know if it's an Audi or an Innie, but I didn't know they existed.
I never heard of the term.
Like, can we just get rid of the labels? Can we just get rid of the labels altogether?
You mean the labias?
Yes, please. So how's the show, girlfriend?
Oh, my God. We didn't even finish about the Audi vaginas.
That was all I had.
Oh, well, that they had to apologize
they
to
They had
the
to
girl.
Apologize, which I'm sure that was a really comfortable conversation for her. And then
Dan said, I'm really disappointed in you because I've had some amazing small penises, and I've had some big penises attached to some small people.
Yes. Sorry. And how they could walk, I don't know.
He meant like asshole people.
Yes. Assholeries, exactly.
That was funny.
Yeah. All right, girlfriend, how was the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.